This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The U.S. Meat Export Federation talked global beef demand and more at the Cattle Industry Summer Meeting. We'll have more right after this.
Drasco Flats, live. August 12th, 8 p.m. at Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
I like the sound of that.
Country music's greatest vocal group, Drasco Flats. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair ticket office.
Ready for some summer nights, so come on.
Drasco Flats live.
Tariffs and other trade issues were top of mind for cattle producers and other beef industry leaders attending the Cattle Industry Summer Business Meeting in San Diego, California. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said that despite tariffs and other trade obstacles, producers at the meeting were upbeat and excited about robust demand for U.S. beef both domestically and abroad.
Here in San Diego, I think a very upbeat tone, obviously, with producer profits being a really good sign compared to a few years ago. Another thing that was talked about quite a bit this week was demand, global demand, but not only global, but U.S. demand as well. We have the opportunity to present to the International Marketing Committee here, and this is one of the main points that we continue to strive and relay to them, that the demand around the world is growing, but it's not just the established markets. It's emerging markets like a Central American region, for example.
Vice President of Economic Analysis Aaron Borer discussed key policy issues with the International Trade Committee, with a particular focus on the need for China to uphold the terms of the Phase One Economic and Trade Agreement.
And the fact that China adds additional value to every animal we produce when we have that market, because not only are they buying $2 billion worth of U.S. beef, but they're competing for every Asia item that we produce off that animal, so that supports those prices. And the fact that we really need China to, again, abide by that Phase One agreement and be able to return to $150 to $165 per head that China does add to our industry.
For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.